back home, home to the Lone Star State. Another day, I just can't wait. Look out, boys, I'm headed your way. I got a mind that wanders in a 57 Chevrolet. Hold on tight, I got a license to fly. With a pedal to the metal, watch me roll on by. While I boogie back to Texas.
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 We're gonna boogie back to Texas, 8 beats to the mile. Rolling out of New York.
Well, that is the Sleep at the Wheel with Boogie Back to Texas, and that's what we do every week right here on the Voice of Vashon, 101.9 FM, KBSHLP, Vashon Island, Washington. We boogie back to Texas with songs from Texas musicians, and I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher. Thanks for listening. This week, we're going to travel to various cities across the country, and the stories we'll often hear are about the marks of the cities leave on the musicians, and maybe their reactions to the cities, or at least the people in the cities. We're going to lead off with two, at least somewhat autobiographical songs, starting with the Chicks and their lead singer, Natalie Maines, calling out the hypocrisy of her folks in her hometown of Lubbock, Texas. Here is Lubbock or Leave It.
Yeah. So I grew up hungry and I grew up high. Took the streets and alleys for my own backyard. I got a breaking in it on my list of crimes. Been before the judge one too many times. East Houston blues, scale of 1 to 10, about a 9.5 is where it's always been. It's in the drinking water and in a bar ditch mud. East Houston blues, it's in the poor boy's blood. I learned to drink and drive when I was 12 years old. My Uncle Fireball started, rest his ragged soul. He run a 54 Ford up and down the drag, sipping early ties straight from a paper bag. East Houston blues, pictured Dowling Street and Navigation Boulevard, where the crossroads meet. Three sheets in the wind, rickshaw load, East Houston blues, down a nowhere road. Side job, maybe think about that. I'm a third born child, my mother's only son, which means exactly nothing without a loaded gun. I don't believe in love, this I guarantee. If there's a God above, he's got it in for me. East Houston blues, what you want me to say? I need to find me a woman, keep the woes at bay. Keep my head on straight, maybe toe the line. East Houston blues ain't no friend of mine. So you understand that of which I speak, I'm a worried man on a losing streak.
Yeah, that was Rodney Crowell on vocals and guitar, with Tommy Emmanuel adding quite a few tasty licks in there as well. The song was East Houston Blues, the story of part of his early life in a rather rough part of time of Houston down there. A few crimes, uncle who taught him how to drink and drive, and really clear description of life in that part of town. That came from Rodney's 2017 album, Close Ties. That tells a whole bunch of stories about Rodney's richly lived life, albeit one that was, let's call it reckless at times. The album to me is pretty confessional, tells the broken hearts and is often out of balance life. Stories are pretty honest and good listening. Speaking of tell stories, opening that set was The Chicks with Lubbock or Leave It from their 2006 album, Taking the Long Way, an album that won 5 Grammys. This is the one they did after they were boycotted because of comments they made about George W. Bush and against the war in the Middle East. And I like the comment that Natalie Maines, lead singer, makes about seeing Buddy Holly's face when you get on a plane. She says, "I hear they hate me now, just like they hated you. Maybe when I'm dead and gone, I'm going to get a statue, too." Natalie is the daughter of the great record producer and steel guitar player Lloyd Maines. She was born and raised in Lubbock and eventually went to Berklee School of Music. Emily Strayer, who is on the banjo and the dobro and a whole bunch of other instruments, grew up in Dallas, and Emily's sister, Marty McGuire, is on fiddle, and she also grew up in Dallas. You listen to songs about cities right here on Boogie Back to Texas. I'm your host, Jeff Letcher. Thanks for listening. Well, next up in our tour of cities tonight, I'm a couple of sad songs having to do with love, and we're going to go back in time and go south of the border with Joe Ely, who wants us to take a letter to Laredo.
As I was riding across the Mississippi, stopped there and I cried. No use for a man to keep a mighty river all dammed up inside. I jumped bail from the Sweetwater County, now I'm on the run. On my head is a five-number bounty for a crime I never done. Take this letter to Laredo, to the one I love. Tell her to stay low, keep the stars above. Her love's my only alibi. It's for her love I lied. Yeah. Why did Frankie have to pull that trigger? Why did you have to hide? The sheriff thinks I was standing with her. It's for her love I lied. Love will make a free man a prisoner. It'll make an honest man lie. Love can be tough. Love can be tender. It's my only alibi. Take this letter to Laredo, to the one I love. Tell her to stay low, keep the stars above. Her love's my only alibi. It's for her love I lie. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
She's a long way from Houston, long way from them old Texas blues. She came down from Telluride on a steam train bound for somewhere new. There's a rainbow in the mountains, and she's waiting on the sun to shine on through. But you can't tell the tears from the rain if you ain't walked a mile in her boots. Standing in the rain in Durango, right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain in Durango, she's waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home. She fell in with some field hippies, went noodle dancing in a tie-dye dress. Then a Rocky Mountain rain came, they all got soaking wet. She wound up with a backstage pass, hanging with the pickers in the band. Till her heart got broke by a banjo man, now she's had all the bluegrass she can stand. Standing in the rain in Durango, right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain in Durango, she's just waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home. Her belongings in a cardboard suitcase sitting by her side. And she had no destination, she was just looking for a ride. So he pulled up in a Mustang, she got in, they just rode away. West into the sunset, mascara running down her face. Standing in the rain in Durango, right side of wrong, wrong side of gone. Standing in the rain in Durango, she's waiting on some cowboy to lasso her heart and take her home.
The late, great Monahans, Texas native Guy Clark, quintessential storyteller, wordsmith, with Rain in Durango. From his 2013 album, My Favorite Picture of You, Guy was playing guitar as well as singing, and so was his longtime sideband Verlin Thompson, and Sean Camp was on guitar, mandolin, and banjo, and man, that was good, along with Burn Davis on bass. And kind of like Rodney Crowell's Close Ties album, I think My Favorite Picture of You is a testament to another life well-lived, regrets considered and weighed, and a little bit reckless as well. He was 71 when he recorded this album. His hit, I think his voice is just a little bit rougher, but that fits the songs on that pretty well. Another great album from One of the best, if not the best. And before Guy, we heard Joe Ely in Letter to Laredo, the title cut of this 1995 album that, by my reckoning, is his most Latin-influenced album, although he's got a whole bunch of songs that are influenced by Mexican music in particular. Joe was born in Lubbock, and he went to high school with Jimmie Dale Gilmore, and whom we're going to hear a little bit later on tonight, and Butch Hancock at the Monterey High School, and eventually these three became the Flatlanders for a while. This one was a bit of a step up from his Honky Tonk Roadhouse albums of the first two, and he had a great backing band. Davis McCarty on drums, Glenn Fukunaga on bass, Teye on flamenco guitar, and Lloyd Maines on steel. Also on the album, Bruce Springsteen does a little guest shot, as does Jimmie Dale. You're listening to Boogie Back to Texas on The Voice of Ashon, your island connection. I'm your host, Jeff Fletcher, picking the songs about cities for you tonight. Thanks for listening.
Voice of Ashon thanks Windermere Real Estate for its support, making our community information programming and our emergency alert service possible. Find them on the web at WindermereVashon.com.
VOV programming support is provided by the Hardware Store Restaurant, serving great good food, free Wi-Fi, and signature cocktails in an historic 125-year-old building, the heartbeat of Vashon Island, on the web at thsrestaurant.com.
Well, you know, for some reason, well, before I get into that, let me just mention that Patterson Hood of Drive-By Truckers is going to be here Friday, May 28th. That show is sold out. However, there is a show now on Saturday, May 29th at 7 p.m. for vaccinated folks only. I got my tickets. Hope you can get yours pretty soon. One of the things I noticed, for some reason, Memphis is mentioned in the titles of more songs than any other city that I can find, and anyone is more than welcome to fact check me on that. But at least among Texas musicians, Memphis is at the top. So we might as well go there for a little Memphis blues with Cindy Cash Dollar and Albert Lee.
Thing to do, baby took a was not in the mood to be knocking on wood. She knows what she wants. She knows how to get it. She knows what it takes just to do it and don't regret it. Yeah, now baby took a limo to Memphis. Seemed like the thing to do. Now baby took a limo to Memphis. She did it cause she wanted to. Yeehaw, yeah.
Rosie Flores on vocals and electric guitar, Baby Took a Limo to Memphis, a song from Guy Clark and from the album This One's for Him, in which a variety of artists cover 30 of Guy's songs. You also heard Sean Camp and Verlin Thompson on guitars, acoustic guitars, same guys who were playing with Guy Clark on his song earlier this evening, and Glenn Fukunaga was on bass and Lloyd Maines on steel, the same guys who played on Joe Ely's Letter to Laredo earlier. We're all about connections here on The Voice of Vashon and reading liner notes as well here on Boogie Back to Texas. Rosie, she lives in Austin, and she's played some cowpunk, a little alt country, and some blues, but seems to gravitate more to the rockabilly side. And like Cindy Cashdollar, whom we heard opening the set, Rosie played and sang with Asleep at the Wheel. Kind of a true passion of hers is reviving the careers of female rockabilly musicians from previous generations and create some new interest in their music. Before Rosie, we heard Cindy Cashdollar and Memphis Blues from her recent album, Waltz for Abilene, released in 2020. Cindy was playing a Bell Odyssey resophonic guitar from Beard Guitars, and she was joined by Albert Lee on acoustic and electric guitars, Jay Belarose on drums, and Jennifer Condos on bass. Cindy's got a bunch of guest artists on this album besides Albert Lee, including John Sebastian, Marsha Ball, Omar Dykes, Ray Benson of Asleep at the Wheel, and quite a few more. She lived for 20-some years in Austin, and she's now back in her hometown of Woodstock, New York, as evidenced by another guest artist, Amy Helm, who's the daughter of the band drummer Levon Helm, of course, from Woodstock. You listen to songs about cities from Texas musicians right here on Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection, making all these connections all over the place with Cindy Cash Dollar and Rosie Flores, both touring with Asleep at the Wheel, and Asleep at the Wheel happens to do our opening theme song of the show. Thanks for listening. So we're going to stay in Memphis with one of the saddest love songs, actually, yeah, one of the saddest love songs I know, written by Tom T. Hall. Here's Buddy Miller with That's How I Got to Memphis.
If you love somebody enough, then you go where your heart needs to go. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Well, I know if you'd seen her, you'd tell me, 'cause you are my friend. If you tell me that she isn't here, I'll follow by the trail of her tears. That's how I got to Memphis. That's how I got to Memphis. Oh, she used to get mad and she'd say she'd go back to Memphis someday. That's how I got to Memphis. Got to Memphis.
If you can't hear
Amy Levere on vocals and upright bass, and Will Sexton on vocals and guitar, Not in Memphis, from their album Painting Blue, released in 2019. In reality, Amy and Will are in Memphis. That's where they now live and make their home. Although Will grew up in Austin, Amy is determinedly rooted in Memphis, I think maybe because her family moved 13 times by the time she entered high school in Detroit, where she fronted a punk band while in her teens. She got 7 albums out. 2 or 3 of them are with Will, as well as appearances in 6 films. Before Amy and Will, we heard Buddy Miller on vocals and guitar with the Tom T. Hall song. That's How I Got to Memphis, from the album Your Love and Other Lies. I saw a video of Buddy in which he told the story that he used this song to audition with the band that Julie, his future wife, was in. That was the first time that he met her, and she told the band not to hire Buddy, but they did anyway. Buddy eventually said that it was probably because it was just such a great song that they hired him, and he and Julie eventually got married, and they've been a great songwriting and performing duo ever since. You are listening to Boogie Back to Texas on the Voice of Vashon, your island connection. I am your host, Jeff Fletcher. I'm spinning some tunes about cities tonight. Thanks for listening in.
This portion of Voice of Vashon programming is brought to you by PSCCU, proud to be Washington's green credit union, practicing socially responsible banking by supporting sustainability, job creation, local economies, communities statewide, and our environment. Learn more at psccu.org.
Can't do what we do without our underwriters, like Vashon Market IGA and Vashon Plaza, one block west of the main highway, where you can find everything your family needs, from fresh produce to kids specials, legendary meats, wine, spirits, and movies. Open daily from 8 a.m. to 10 p.m.
All right, now we are now going to turn to two of my favorite songs about cities and probably two of my top 5 songs of all time. We're going to lead off with Buddy Miller and Brandi Carlile covering the John Prine song, Angel from Montgomery.
I am an old woman named after my mother. My old man is another child that's grown old. The dreams were light and thunder was desired. This old house would have burnt down a long time ago.
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go.
I had me a cowboy. He wasn't much to look at, just a free rambling man. Now that was a long time. No matter how I try, these dreams go by line. I'm broken down there.
Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just the hard way to go. Thank you.
flies in the kitchen. I can hear them, they're buzzing. And I ain't done nothing since I woke up today. How the hell can a person go to work in the morning, come home in the evening, and got nothing to say?
Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. Make me an angel that flies from Montgomery. Make me a poster of an old rodeo. Just give me one thing that I can hold on to believe in this living is just a hard way to go. To believe in this living is just a hard way to go.
Makes you wonder why they stopped here. Wagon must have lost a wheel, or they lacked ambition one. In the great migration west, separated from the rest. Though they might have tried their best, they never caught the sun. So they sunk some roots down in this dirt to keep from blowing off the earth. They built a town right here, and when the dust had all but cleared, they called it Level Land. Right now, Level Land. Granddad grew dry land wheat, stood on mine got incomplete, and they put him in the home. Daddy's cotton grows so high, sucks the water table dry. His rolling sprinklers circle by, bleeding it to the bone. Watch him go. Now don't blame him one damn bit if they never look down on this. Not much down here they'd want to know. Just level land, far as you can point your hand. Nothing but level land. Thank you. could sit outside and watch the stars at night. She'd tell me to make a wish, I'd wish we both could fly. Don't think she's seen the sky since we got the satellite dish. And I can hear the marching band doing the best they can to play Smoke on the Water, Joy to the World. I paid up all my debts, got some change left over yet, and I'm getting on a whisper jet. Gonna fly as far as I can get. Best I can.
James McMurtry, songwriter, musician, and he's an actor from Fort Worth and living in Austin. His incredible song, Level Land. And, you know, almost every single line of that is incredible descriptive poetry to me. And the band backing James's vocals and his baritone guitar, pretty astounding as well. Don Dixon on bass, Jim Brock on percussion, David Grissom on really fine guitar, and Lloyd Maines, again, on pedal steel. This song has, I think, a similar sentiment to the Chicks song, Lubbock or Leave It, that we opened the show with. James says, they never had much use for me in Level Land. They don't understand me in Level Land. So he's getting on a whisper jet and fly as far as he can get from Level Land. James comes by as writing, honestly, he's the son of novelist Larry McMurtry and Larry's wife at the time, an English professor, and she also taught James guitar when he first started, taught him his first three chords. Before James, we heard Buddy Miller and Brandi Carlile, along with The Lone Bellow and John Prine's song Angel from Montgomery. And they were joined by the Hansworth twins, of course, and Josh Newman on cello. This cut came out from, I think, a pretty unique album, Buddy Miller and Friends, from the Kayamo Sessions at Sea. This is a week-long cruise that musicians and music fans take. And Buddy's been doing this cruise for probably over a decade now. And in 2012... he decided to capture a few of the collaborations that always happen on the cruise among all the different musicians, and recorded some of them for his radio show that he does with Jim Lauderdale on their Sirius XM Outlaw Country show, a big favorite of Tom Fritz, my brother-in-law. And they did it again in 2014, and this time they brought an engineer and some extra equipment, and they commandeered a bowling alley and recorded a bunch of people, included here, as you heard tonight, Brandi Carlile. Islander Arlie James has been on this cruise in the past. You can ask her about it. We're going to go out the door, the city's version of Boogie Back to Texas, with a truly autobiographical song from kind of two people. At first glance, a rather unlikely duo. As you're going to hear, one is a wild blues blaster from a sunburnt California town, and the other is an old flatlander from the great high plains, like Wanderlust and Wonder. West Texas wind blows through his veins. Those are not my words. Those are their words. You thought I was creating poetry there. Here's David Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore and Downey de Lubbock on The Voice of Vashon. Thanks for listening tonight.
From a sunburned California.
lost in wonder. West Texas wind blows through my veins. But it seemed like California was the place to be for a hippie country singer. That was me. And I'm leaving tonight, man. I'm lover to Downey bound.
Living on dreams and gasoline. And somehow still surviving on Advil, NyQuil, and nicotine. Every city and every heartbreak, every hopeful kiss, every road I've traveled has led me.
Well, I took a lot of detours, called you sacks and dead ends. But I made a lot of music, and I made a lot of friends. I took a lot of turns, maybe some.
Dave Alvin and Jimmy Dale Gilmore on Boogie Back to Texas. Thanks for listening tonight.